To God be the glory and the praise. Recognizing the presence of the Holy Spirit, our pastor and first lady in their absence, to the deacons, trustees, and friends, and last but not least, Maria, my helpmate, the one that keeps me when I can't keep myself straight. See the cream in my coffee, the apple in my pie. Y'all know who I'm talking about. My wife. And I can't forget my baby girl, who's everything to me. Good morning, Crossroads. I tell you, y'all don't know how good it is to be back home. God has been good to me. And sometimes we take that for granted. How many of y'all believe in signs and wonders? How many of you want to experience a miracle today? God has a miracle with your name on it. The problem is you don't believe you can get it. Well, I come to tell you this morning, God is going to give it to you. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Mark, chapter 5. We're going to be looking at two verses. Mark chapter 5, verse 35 and 36. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And it reads, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the words that were spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. We want to speak this morning on the subject of God can work a miracle in the midst of your mess. God can work a miracle in the midst of your mess. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father God, we come before you right now. Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Father God, I need your anointing that make preaching easy. Father, I need your hand to reach down from on high. Touch thy servant, Father God, that I may stand flat-footed behind your sacred desk, preaching nothing but Jesus Christ, him crucified, that we may live. Lord, I come right now asking you to remove me from the equation, that it is not I but thee that proclaim this word to your sheep. Have your way with me now. Cleanse me that I may stand pure behind your desk. Then, Lord, I ask that you consecrate these your sheep. Lord, remove any hindrance or stumbling block that may keep them from hearing from thee. Now, Father, I ask that you will grant us access into your throne room for just a little while, that we may see your glory working in this place. Lord, we want to see a miracle today. Somebody here needs a miracle in the midst of their mess. And Lord, we know you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask, think, or even imagine if we only believe. Father, this is my prayer. This is my humble plea. Have your way today. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. God can work a miracle in the midst of your mess. Do y'all truly believe that? Because see, here today in the text, we find that Jesus, who had just delivered a demon-possessed man in the land of Gaesarea, who recognized the presence of a righteous God. Matter of fact, it says that when Jesus got off the boat, the man came running to him out of the tomb, the graveyard, recognizing the presence of a holy and righteous God, and he cried to him, Lord, why have you come here to torment me? But God didn't come to torment him. He came to deliver. See, sometime in the midst of your mess, you got to give God some praise. See, sometime in the midst of your circumstances, you just got to praise God, not because he is going to make a move in your situation, but sometimes you just got to praise God because he's God. And can't nobody do you like Jesus. You know, we don't see signs and wonders like we used to. Miracles and people being healed and wait a minute, you know what? I forgot to tell y'all something. Y'all realize and understand that you have the power to speak to your circumstance. You have the power to lay hands and heal the sick. Did y'all know that? Well, y'all looking at me like you don't. In the book of Matthew chapter 10, Jesus gave the disciples the same power that he had to deliver demons, to heal the sick, and to raise the dead. The reason we don't see miraculous signs and wonders as much as we should, especially in the church, is because of our unbelief. How many times have you went to God in prayer and told him what you was going through and what you needed, and then as soon as you finished and said amen, you got up and doubt jumped in. And you start saying to yourself within, well, Lord, I hope you're going to do it. I'm not sure if you're going to move or not. But, Lord, if you don't, I'm gonna thank you anyway. But, see, when you got the power of the Holy Spirit in you, because, see, the Holy Spirit comes to teach you the understanding of the Word of God. And if you got the Holy Spirit in you, you need to go to God in prayer and boldness and know that God will deliver your situation. And if he don't deliver, you thank him anyhow. And just because he don't deliver it at the time that you expect him to deliver, don't mean he ain't gonna move. Here in the text, we find a synagogue ruler named Jairus. Jairus is what you call a big baller, shot caller. He had the power and the authority to say, if I tell you to jump, you don't ask why, you ask how high. That's how much power Jairus had. But something was going on with Jairus. Jairus had a situation that his power and his position couldn't fix. See, I don't care who you are, what kind of title you got, how much money you got in the bank, how big your house is. When trouble comes, can't none of that fix. Jairus had a situation that he couldn't fix. And you know, sometimes God would allow circumstances to come in your way or in your life to humble you. Because see, until God break you, he can't use you. Until he puts a mess in your face, he can't use you. Why? Because pride gets in the way. Let me explain something to you what a miracle is. A miracle is when you're in a situation that you can't get yourself out of. You done tried everything you can possibly do, and only God can move in your circumstance. And when God move in your situation and can't nobody else fix it, that's a miracle, because why? He gonna get the glory. The problem comes when we try to do things on our own, and if you, let me explain something to you. Getting a new car ain't a miracle. It just means your credit score was a little better than everybody else. Getting a job that you was qualified to do is not a miracle. It was just you was qualified. And if you didn't get that job, that means that job wasn't for you. But if you own a job, and you got people on top of you that got degrees and masters and all this type of stuff, but God promotes you even when you weren't even looking for a promotion. See, that's a miracle. Because what I come to tell you, saints, no matter how bad your mess looks, no matter how bad it may be in your life, you might even have sickness in your body that the doctor said he can't do nothing else for you. But I come to tell you, I know a doctor named Jesus. And all you got to do is believe that he is who he say he is. Jairus was the leader of the synagogue, big baller, shot caller. Matter of fact, he was a five-star general. And for those of you in the military, you know what I'm talking about. He had some power. But we find Jairus then exhausted all the soothsayers and the witch doctors and the doctors that ain't doctors. He went to everybody he could possibly go to see if his little girl, who was at the point of death, could be healed. And we find that Jairus said, you know what? I know they talk about this man named Jesus. And Jairus heard that Jesus was coming through the region. And the Bible said in Mark 5, verse 22 and 23, that he went to Jesus. But see, he didn't just go up to Jesus and say, hey, Jesus, you got a minute? Because remember when I told you, when pride gets in the way, you're going to miss your blessing. But when you humble yourself and come to God in a humble manner, because if you read it, it's right here in the text. Look at what it says. Verse 21, and when Jesus was passed over against by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him. And as he was nigh unto the sea, and behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed and shall live. See, Jairus, big baller, shot caller, heard about this man named Jesus. Now, I want you to understand something. The Bible said he went to Jesus and he fell on down at Jesus' feet. Now, can you imagine a five-star general, man that has power and authority, bowing down at a man that he heard reported miracles? Because see, it wasn't time for Jesus to receive his glory yet. So he was considered a common man. Here we have Jairus, a ruler of a synagogue, bowing down at the feet of Jesus. See, sometimes you just got to praise God in the midst of your circumstance. No matter where you see the problem with
A lot of us, we won't admit that we've been through a storm or we're going through a storm. See, we want to walk around with our head up and make everybody think that we got everything together, that our Kool-Aid got more sugar in it than everybody else's. But I come to tell you, sometimes you got to get ugly before the Lord. Sometimes you just got to lay it at the feet of Jesus and know that you can't fix it and can't nobody else do you like Jesus. So Jairus had realized that he had went to everything that he had access to. But here come Jesus. He said, my Lord, I heard about the man. I heard that he healed blind Barnabas. I heard that he raised the sick from the dead. I heard that he turned the water into wine at the wedding. So if he can do all that, he said, let me go see him. And the Bible says when he got to him, he didn't say, Jesus, look here, I need you to do something for me. I need you to come to my house. No, no, no. See, he didn't approach him like that. See, that's the problem with a lot of us. When we go to Jesus, we tell Jesus what we want, and we don't come humble before him. The Bible said, come before him humble. The text said he fell down at his feet, and he worshiped him. If you look back in in the first part of chapter 5, the demon-possessed man, when he recognized the presence of a holy God, he bowed down before him. Then why can't we? Why can't we bow down? Because see, when you bow down, just lost two. When you bow down before a righteous God, you acknowledging the power of him. You coming humble, broken, looking for access to his glory. And he'll show you his power. Look what it says. It said, Jairus bowed down before him and said, Lord. See, when you praise God in the middle of your mess, your circumstances begin to move. Watch this. When he bowed down and asked Jesus to come to his house, what did it do? The word said Jesus went with him. Jesus went with him. He didn't ask no questions. He didn't say, wait a minute, I got to do this. He told him, come on. See, the Bible said he walks with me. Oh, that old hymn said he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. He said, in the joy that we share, as we tarry there, just me and God all by ourselves. Huh? See, sometimes you just got to tarry with him all by yourself and worship God in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your trouble, when it seems like everything is coming down on you. You just have to stop and give God some praise. Now, as they were walking to Jesus, oh, by the way, let me give y'all my points. I almost forgot. Be patient through the process. Be particular with the people. Be particular with the people you partner with and get prepared for the phenomenal. So let's be patient through the process. Be particular with the people you partner with and get prepared for the phenomenal. Watch this. As they was going to Jairus' house, there was a lot of people around Jesus. And I want you to know something, saints. When you get close to your blessing, expect the interruption. Expect an interruption. Because the closer you get to what God got for you, Satan sees it too. And he don't want you to get to where God is taking you, so he gonna put a delay in your way. Woo! Watch this. As they was walking to Jairus' house, the Bible said the people had was thronging him. They was pressed up against Jesus. And this no-name woman that had an issue of blood said, wait a minute, this Jesus they've been talking about. Now, I don't want to really talk to him, But if I could just get close enough to touch the hem of his garment. See, sometimes you just got to have touch faith. You ain't got to be in his presence. That's all you need to do is touch. Oh, my God. See, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And the Bible says she got close enough and she touched him. And when she touched him, Jesus stopped dead in his tracks. Because he knew that virtue had left his body. And the Bible said he turned around. And he said, who touched me? And look, he didn't even talk to Jairus about, wait a minute, I got to stop and take care of this. See, Jairus being the ruler of the synagogue, remember big baller shot caller. I guess Jairus was starting to feel some kind of way. And I perceive that he might have said, hey, Lord, we ain't got time for this no-name woman. She been bleeding for 12 years. We ain't got time to fool with this. My daughter's at the point of death, and she old anyway. Jesus didn't say a word. He stood there scanning the crowd to see who had touched him. And you know when God put his power in you, you can try to hide. When God lays his hands, oh, God. Woo! When God lays his hands on you, you can't hide in a crowd. When you've been hanging out with Jesus, you can't hide in a crowd. See, Peter tried to hide in the courtyard of, can't think right now, a Caiaphas. He tried to hide in the courtyard of Caiaphas when Jesus was on trial. Y'all remember, y'all know the story. And somebody recognized Peter as being one of his. Peter denied that he walked with Jesus. And somebody else saw him a few minutes later, and Peter did like all church saints. When they get accused, he got mad, and he took off his holy robe, and he began to say some unchoice words that is not fitting of a saint of God. Oh, come on now. See, if y'all don't know me by now, I don't water it down. I don't sugarcoat it. I tell it like it is, because this is about saving souls for Christ. I don't want to give you sweet tea and you leave here the same way you came in. But you can't hide from God when his power has been laid on you. They said a woman was standing there trembling, and then she stepped forth. See, Saints, Jesus already knew who she was. He already knew, because he had to be in the right place at the right time for her to receive her breakthrough. And while Jairus was on the way to his house to get his blessing, it was a delay. He was interrupted. Now, by this time, his daughter is dead. What do you mean? Look at verse 35. It says, somebody came from the ruler of the synagogue's house and said, why ye trouble the master any further? Your daughter is dead. Remember I said you got to be patient in the process. See, a lot of us don't want to wait for what God has for us. When we go to him in prayer and ask him what to move in our situation, our circumstance, or we tell God what we want, and then we don't get it. And there have been situations in the Bible where it said, and immediately they were healed, or immediately they were delivered. Because see, when Jesus spoke to the Gadarene, the demonic, the Bible said he came out of him immediately. And let me just drop this nugget on you. When the master speaks, ain't nothing else you can do. And I want y'all to know something. They say, In verse 35, it said that she was dead. It ain't over until God says over. What you're going through right now can be resurrected if you only believe. What are you talking about, preacher? Look at what Jesus told Jairus. He said, don't be afraid, only believe. Just because it's trouble in your marriage don't mean it's over. God can resurrect. That's because your child is being disobedient, hard-headed, or running out in the streets and doing things, and you've been pleading and begging with them. Guess what? It ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over until God says over. If God don't count it out, why should you? Stop giving up on our kids when they're not doing what we want them to do. Don't forget what you used to do. You know, they say the apple don't fall far from the tree. And the problem is we begin to see ourselves in them. And we don't like what we see. See, when you have kids, God got a sense of humor. He'll show you yourself in them. And then you got to get on your knees and ask God to forgive you for not doing what you should have did. All right, that's another day, a sermon for another day. Jesus told Jairus, don't be afraid, only believe. So you got to be patient in the process, but you also got to be particular with the people that you partner with. We're going to the house now. When they got to the house, watch this. When they went in, they were weeping and moaning. Y'all remember Wanda from Good Times? She was there, just wailing up a storm. Oh, Lord, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. I mess with she dead, Lord, she gone. And when Jesus went in, he said, what's all this commotion? Why are you carrying on like this? She ain't dead. She just asleep. See, your circumstance ain't dead. It's just sleeping right now. But I come to tell you, get ready. Because the alarm clock getting ready to go off. Jesus is in the house, and he getting ready to wake up what they thought was dead. See, the enemy make you want to think your situation is dead, that there's no more life in it. But I come to tell you, Jesus is in the house, and he getting ready to raise up what you thought was dead. Watch this. They were wailing and moaning, and when Jesus asked them, why y'all making all this commotion, they laughed them to scorn. And you know what Jesus did? He put everybody out of the house. See, saints of God, it's two things you need to be delivered from. Sin and the saints. That's right, I said it. Sin and the saints. Why? Because if they don't believe the same way you believe, then they ain't gonna do nothing but pull you down. You gotta be particular who you partner with. Everybody can't pray for you or with you. Because sometimes they praying against you to not get what God got for you. So you got to be particular about the people you partner with. And that's why Jesus put them out the house. Bible said that he only took a certain group with him. Peter, James, and John, the mama and the father, and the little girl that was asleep. Well, I'm about to close this thing now. Now watch this. Those of you that can count real good, that was seven. And if you look through the meronomical book of the Bible about number seven, it's the number of completion. Huh? See, Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to do you no harm. See, when you get to where Jesus wants you to be, you got to let some people go that has been walking with you. You can't take everybody with you to get to your blessing. So Jesus put them out of the house, and he only took the ones that was going to believe that he was going to work a miracle. Peter, James, and John, why? Because they had seen him performing time and time again. Not only that, they saw his transfiguration on the mountain. They knew he was God in the flesh. So when they went in there, the mother and the father, he had already told Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe. The little girl who was laying in the bed, remember, she sleep. Jesus said, are you ready for your miracle? See, when you get to the point where God is getting ready to bless you, you got to get ready for the phenomenal. That's what I mean by getting your praise ready. You got to get your shouting shoes on. You got to be ready to throw your hands up and get ugly before God and don't care who looking at you or what they might say. You just got to give God some praise. Even when you're standing on your job and you've been fighting this thing for years or month after month and you just stand there and all of a sudden you just holler, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, the problem with a lot of us, we don't want people looking at us or staring at us or judging us about the God we praise. And if you, the Bible said that dear God said that if you ashamed of him before men, then he's going to be ashamed of you before his father. And he said, I know you not. See, God don't want no lukewarm Christians. He wants you on fire, filled with the Holy Ghost. And no matter where you at or where you are, you could be walking down the aisles of Walmart, pushing your little cart, and the Spirit hits you, bring about deliverance. And all you got to do is say, as the old man said, y'all know the lady, she said, somebody help me. Anyhow, you know what I'm saying. She got a song where the man said, hold my mule. I got to praise my Lord. Shirley Caesar, thank you, brother. See, sometimes you just got to stop where you at and give God some praise. Huh? Stop being worrying about what people are going to say about you or how they're going to look at you. What you need to be worried about is what God say. Amen. When you stand before him. Amen. At the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Stop playing with God. Stop being wishy-washy. Stop trying to fit in and stand out. Amen. Because see, Jairus, who was a big baller, shot caller, was humble to the point where he had to go to Jesus. He had no other option. There was no other way. Jesus was the only one that was going to give him what he asked for to bring back his daughter that they said was dead. But I come to tell you, it may look like it's dead, but Jesus is in the house. Watch this. The Bible said that they got in the room. They went in where the damsel lay. Remember I said you got to be, hold on. You got to be patient in the process. You got to be particular about the people that you partner with. And you got to get ready for the phenomenon. Watch this. They went in the room and they closed the door. Remember he had put everybody else out the house. But guess what? They didn't leave. They was right outside. Because see, remember I said you two things you got to get saved from. There was sin in the saints. See, the sins are the saints are always saying ain't. You know what I'm saying? You would tell them that God given to do this for you. And the first thing they say is, well, I don't know if God gonna do that. I don't believe he gonna do that for you. But if you believe it, okay. I'll pray with you anyway. But they ain't gonna pray for you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about you. Call you everything but a child of God. They must be crazy thinking that God going to deliver them from there or move in that certain way. God ain't going to help them out. Be not afraid. Only believe. And when Jesus went in the room, the Bible said he took the damsel by the hand. And he said, Talabakumba, which means little girl, get up. And it says she stood up. Woo! Are you ready for God to speak to your circumstance? Are you ready to see your signs and wonders? Are you ready to see the glory of God working out in your life? See, that thing that you've been praying on is about to manifest itself to the point where God is getting ready to get some glory in your life. Get your shouting shoes shined up. And if you don't know where to go, you can go down to 9th Street to the parlor. They got a shoe shine stand in there that'll hook you right on up and tell Chopper Reverend Fred sent you. See, you ought to get ready for your breakthrough. The Bible says she stood up. And you know, there were 7 people in there, right? So as the miracle had been delivered, they was exiting the house. And remember I told you the naysayers were still outside. Because you know we're going to stand around to say, I told you so. You went to all this trouble to go get Jesus. Bowed yourself down before him. And he ain't do nothing. Well, see, the door opened up. And Jesus came out. The people standing there gave him honor. Hey, Lord God. All right, Jesus. Then here come Peter. They gave him some honor. James. And then John. That's 4 right there. So then here come Jairus. Because see, they hadn't come out yet. And they were standing there waiting for the mourners to come out. Sad face and droopy eyes. When Jairus came out with a smile on his face. Huh? And the naysayers were standing there saying, wait a minute now. What are you smiling for? His daughter dead. And then the mama came out with a big old smile on her face. And the door closed. They said, well, there's 6. We know it was 7 in there. But then they heard the door open one more time. Huh? See, just when people about to count you out, guess what? God got something for you that can't nobody stop. The Bible said the door opened up one more time. And the little damsel who was 12 came out skipping. Huh? She said, hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Good to see y'all. Oh, all y'all came to see me. Oh, I'm so happy. See, saints, God can work a miracle in the midst of your mess. Stop doubting because you know too much about him to let people talk you out of what God got for you. See, the problem with a lot of us is we spending too much time in the wrong book. Y'all didn't know I was going there. Oh, I'm done preaching. When you spend more time on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and not enough time in this book, then you can't get what God has for you. Because see, this is the roadmap that'll take you to your breakthrough. You can't get there no other way. Prayer and fasting will move your circumstance quicker than anything else. If you don't believe me, try it for yourself. And don't forget to give God the praise in the midst of your storm. And watch him work miracles in your life. God can work a miracle in the midst of your storm. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We love you and we praise your name. Lord, we pray that someone here today needed to hear this message and understand and realize no matter how bad it looked, you are able to move mountains, and trouble only lasts for a little while. Lord, we thank you, we love you, and we praise your holy name. For it's in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our blessed King. Now let the blood wash born again believe. Declare with a loud voice, hallelujah, amen. The doors of the church are open. If there be one among us today who has not invited Christ in the heart and the pardon of thy sin, the time is now.
Down.
I'm asking everyone to stand.
At the cross where my Savior
through communion.
Sin from sin, I cry.
Is there one?
To